The Rural Report, here on 999 ABC Broken Hill.
One person that will be converted to a country music fan, I'd say within a matter of days, if not hours, will be Nikki Riedel. How are you, Nikki?
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good.
May I point out that you were the one that was singing along?
Yeah.
I was sort of tapping my toes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to sort of introduce you to a new aspect of music over the coming weeks. Now, we're going from Worms in a Broken Hill to Worms Overseas.
Yes, yes. But see, how do you enjoy looking at a whole lot of wriggly worms every time you bring away the kitchen scraps? It's not really for everyone. And in Broken Hill, the good thing is that a big worm farm is just outside of town and only the people that work there have to actually deal with the worms. But in Germany, a company called Wurmwelten, German for Worm World, wants to convince more people of the virtues of composting with worms at home for private use. Wurmwelten's CEO Jasper Rimpau told me that he came across home composting with worms first when living in Australia.
The worm farms have been around for a long time and they have had difficulties catching on due to the ick factor, we call it. But with recent news coverage and higher interest in green issues, more people are interested in worm farms.
And do you supply mostly to people in Germany or also internationally?
Shipping compost worms is quite difficult, so we try to keep the transport times very little. We do ship all over Europe, but we have limitations during summer and during very cold weather.
And how did the idea for this come up? How did you get into it?
Actually, I've known about worm farms for a very long time. I've grown up in an agricultural surrounding. But the fact that you can use a worm farm in your own home, I've only come across in Sydney, actually.
And so after getting into that, how did you obviously then decided to take that idea back to Germany, or?
Some of the worm farm models are actually produced in Australia, and we ship them via England to Germany. That's actually our two best sellers. We do have other models available, which are partly produced in England and partly produced in America.
What makes a good worm farm?
It should be easy to extract the worm soil after it has been processed. It should not leak. It should be easy to feed the worms. It should be hassle-free to add the waste.
And how does the popularity of worm farms compare between Germany and Australia?
If you look at the public sales figures, there's a lot more interest in Australia. I base that on the fact that the government has been pushing it in Australia a lot, whereas in Germany we have been composting our bio-waste for a long time. So the German alternatives, like the bio-waste disposal units in the house, are much more established.
Just generally, I mean, when you tell people what you do, do you ever get funny reactions?
Actually, mostly I get interest. Curiosity is what I usually get. There are very, very few people who are really disgusted by it.
Do you think Australians are a little easier there on having worms in the backyard?
I would say Australians are a lot more practical when it comes to certain things. So, yes, I'm sure it would be easier to convince Australians to use worm farms than it is to convince Germans.
What do you think is the future of composting with worms? Do you think it's really people are going to get more into it, or are there other options that might be more popular?
The key here will be how the government will treat bio-waste in the future. And if we look around what's happening in Europe, the Austrian government, for example, has started using worms extensively in the last couple of years. Also, the Spanish government has done some research into that area. What the question really is not, will compost worms be used more in the future? That is without a doubt going to happen. The question really is, why hasn't that happened so far? And that was only due to the lack of scientific research in the past.
Jasper Rimpau there, CEO of Wurmwelten.
Worms in different countries.
Yes.
Okay, all right. German-speaking worms. Beautiful. Thanks, Nikki. Local news coming up with Annette Samolovich. I don't know if we've got worms in the news this morning. We may have.
The Rural Report, here on 999 ABC Broken Hill.